On this, our family worship, I do invite all of the kids to come forward, and as that happens, you guys can all take a seat. Thank you so much. Well, good morning, all of you guys. Hi. It's good to see you. Oh, hello. Thank you. Sweet hugs. Oop, glasses. Oop. All right. So, do you guys know how much I enjoy having y'all as friends? Yeah, yeah. I love how confident y'all are. It's awesome.
Amazing.
It's amazing. Yes.
So,
almost. Be careful. I'm watching you. So, today's gospel reading, we had a really interesting encounter with Jesus. So, Jesus, he's kind of like the teacher for the disciples, right? So, like, whenever you guys are in class, does your teacher just kind of like walk up to you and say, like, you're my friend?
No.
Not very often. Man. You also have nice teachers. Well, one of my friends is one of those people where if I didn't have her in my life, I don't know where I would be. She's the person that I go to when I have really hard days. She's the friend that I go to whenever I really want to celebrate whatever is going on in my life. She's the type of friend that we cannot talk to each other for weeks and then we'll get coffee and just hang out, and it's like we were talking the entire time. And sometimes whenever you have friends like that, they just are able to love you in such a special way. So about a month ago, I was having a really hard time. I was in the middle of school and work, and I was really tired. And my friend just looked at me and said, "We need to go have some fun." And whenever my friend and I want to have fun, what we normally do is eat. Who else likes to eat? Everyone else like to eat? Yeah, eating is the best. Yeah. There's this spot in Fort Worth that we like to go to where we can get really good, yummy coffee, and they have these really, they're like these little pies that are just, oh, they're so good, y'all. They're so good. They can make every day better. So we went and we just had a conversation, and we were just hanging out, and nothing big happened. No one, like, walked up and was just like, here's $1 million. That would have been so cool, though, right?
Like,
pay off that student debt. But whenever I was with my friend, at the end of it, I went home, and I just sat down with my puppy, and I just kept on thinking, man, that was such a good and healing day. And I have an inkling that this is kind of like what Jesus is talking about when he's talking in the gospel of how close he is with the disciples. So Jesus this whole time has been teaching his friends all about what it means to follow after him, what it means to serve God. He's been teaching them how to care for one another, how to care for their neighbors. And all this time, I think the disciples were just kind of convinced that he was someone that they could never relate to other than the fact that he was their teacher. And all of a sudden, their teacher, the person that they respected so much, just got eye to eye with them and said, you are my friends. And there is a special type of friendship. Tonight. There's a special kind of friendship that Jesus has that he wants us to have too. And he says, the love that you have for a friend is love that you will lay down one's own life for. Now that seems kind of extreme, doesn't it? Laying down our life for our friends. Like, I love my friend. I don't know if I'm willing to like lay down my life for her just quite yet. But do you know there's other ways that we can take care of each other in love and sacrifice? Can you think of one? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so our soldiers are doing that sacrifice, showing that great love for us.
And
Oh, interesting. I don't know if I'd want that. So our military people are taking care of us and showing us that kind of love, and we in turn can show them love when they come back by taking care of them. What else, buddy?
Yeah.
Yeah. When our friends are being bullied or something's happening to them, we can stand up for them and love them that way. What else? How else can we love our friends? Yeah, cheering them up on bad days. Yes. Yeah, whenever they're hurt or sick, you're going to visit them. I want you guys to look over here at this banner that's right behind Miss Liza, names are not my forte today. So over here we have St. Martin. Can you guys I'm going to stand up and come over here with y'all. I want you to take a real good look at our little banner over here. So this banner was made for our church in 1989. But what I want you guys to really pay attention to is St. Martin was... Go ahead and sit down, sweetie. St. Martin was a soldier, like what we were talking about earlier with Logan. And St. Martin, he was actually brought into the Roman Empire's army. And he was a converted Christian at the age of 10. So some of y'all's age, he became a Christian, yeah. And whenever he was going through all of this stuff, he had what we call a conviction. Do you guys know what conviction means? Yeah.
Conviction means conviction.
Yeah, I like your dictionary. Yes. Yeah, so conviction is whenever something kind of a decision that you make kind of comes over you and you say, like, no, this is the way that we have to be. This is the way that we work in the world. This is how we love. And so St. Martin, before he was a saint, he actually petitioned one of the higher-ups called Julian the Apostate. Can you guys say Julian the Apostate? Fantastic. You're going to be historians before you know it. So he petitioned Julian of the Apostate and said, listen, I belong to Christ. And if I belong to Christ, I am not allowed to fight. And so with that, he sacrificed his own freedom. He was actually imprisoned, but then he was released. And right before that happened, he was walking and riding his horse, and he noticed that there was a beggar who was really, really cold. And beggars are people like we see every day. They're people who don't have homes, don't have a lot of money, food. Yeah, like whenever we make our care packages every month at our service, second Sunday of the month, So he saw this beggar, and he looked at everything that he had, and he didn't have an extra cloak. He didn't have anything that he could really give. But what he realized is, you know, his cloak was so big he had enough to spare. So he took his really expensive, fancy cloak and he cut a piece of it off, tore the cloak, and gave that to the beggar so that he could have something to keep him warm. Well, this is where legend comes into play. And legend has it that when he was sleeping that night, he had a dream that Jesus came to visit him. And you know what Jesus was wearing? Who can guess? He was wearing the torn cloak. And so, yeah, I know. Twist in the story. I know. So he had this vision, and he saw this, and he woke up, and he was like, well, that was a weird dream. And then he looked over, and you know what his cloak was? His cloak was completely restored. And he took this as Jesus telling him, commanding him, encouraging him to continue to be someone who shows love by sacrificing anything that he can on behalf of the other. And so we have St. Martin as our patron saint here at the church because it reminds us to do exactly what Jesus teaches us in the gospel today, that there is no greater love than this, working on behalf of another, laying down one's life for another, serving one another as friends. And so whenever you guys see this banner over here, or even the one that's over there with the sword and the torn cloak, I want you guys to think about how you can be someone like St. Martin, how you can be someone like Jesus in the world today by loving and sacrificing on behalf of your friends. Think we can do something like that?
Yeah,
me too. Can I pray with you guys?
No.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to pray anyway, buddy. All right, let's pray. Our God, we're so thankful that you continue to teach us ways that we can help one another, especially as we walk beside your children and teach them the ways that you have taught us. May we be willing to learn from them as well. Continue to watch over us this day and always, and continue to guide these children in your way of love, mercy, and grace. We pray. Amen. Thank you, guys.